The Canterbury Tales, Disc 9.
High fantasy and curious business from day to day gan in the soul in press of January about his marriage. Many fair shapes and many a fair visage there passeth through his heart night by night, as whoso took a mirror polished bright and set it in a common marketplace, then should he see full many a figure pace by his mirror. And in the same wise gan January in with his thought devise of maidens which that dwelt in him beside. He wist not where that he might abide, for if that one has beauty in her face, another stands so in the people's grace for her sadness and her benignity. That of the people greatest voice had she, and some were rich and had a bad name, but nevertheless, between earnest and game, he at the last appointed him on one, and let all others from his heart gone, and chose her of his own authority, for love is blind all day and may not see. And when that he was in his bed he brought, he portrayed in his heart and in his thought her fresh beauty, and her age tender, her middle small, her arms long and slender, her wise governance, her gentleness, her womanly bearing, and her sadness. And when that he on her was condescended, him thought his choice might not be amended. For when that he himself concluded had, him thought each other man's wit so bad that impossible it were to reply against his choice. This was his fantasy. His friends sent he to, at his instance, and prayed them to do him that pleasance that hastily they would unto him come. He would abridge their labour all and some. Needeth no more for them to go nor ride, he was appointed where he would abide. Placebo came, and eke his friends soon, and all the first he bade them all a boon, that none of them no arguments make against the purpose which that he has take, which purpose was pleasant to God, said he, and very ground of his prosperity. He said, there was a maiden in the town, which that of beauty had great renown. All were it so she were of small degree, sufficeth him her youth and her beauty. Which maid, he said, he would have to his wife, to lead in ease and holiness his life, and thanked God that he might have her all, that no wight his bliss parten shall, and prayed them to labour in this need, and shapen that he fail not to speed, for then, he said, his spirit was at ease.